A question I get all the time is, what do you order when you go to insert type of restaurant or a specific place here? And I thought that I would take a few minutes to just answer a few of those questions. And if you have other questions, do not hesitate to let me know. Disclaimer before I answer this is that what I order isn't necessarily what you should order. What I order is based primarily on my preferences, what I like and what I don't like. It's also based on my goals. It's based on what satisfies me and what doesn't, right? What foods fill me up and what foods don't. What triggers cravings for me and what doesn't, etc. This morning I posted an Instagram story of a couple of Starbucks cups and someone said, what do you order when you go to Starbucks or any coffee shop? 9 times out of 10, I just get a large dark roast coffee, black. Every once in a while, I will get an Americano and I drink that black as well. An Americano is just espresso with water added to it. I get dozens of direct messages on Instagram every week when it's obvious from my pictures that I'm out to dinner. I probably eat out 2 or 3 times a week, sometimes more, sometimes less. And it is so important to me that I enjoy my food. I'm never going to eat like a rabbit or order something that I don't like just because it's healthy. Nope. I eat foods I love that love me back. And I get a lot of questions about what that looks like for me. So here are a couple of examples. Last night, I went out to dinner and I ordered filet mignon and a side of Brussels sprouts. I also started that meal with a simple green salad. Last week at a seafood restaurant, I ordered a grilled swordfish steak that came with gnocchi and Brussels sprouts. I had one of the gnocchi and I decided it wasn't worth it. It just wasn't delicious. So my boyfriend ate them after that. A couple weeks ago, I went to an event at a bar and I ordered chicken wings. I won't do wings that are battered or fried, but if there's a dry rub on them, especially a spicy one, I'm all about that. And I love a good Cobb salad. So those are a few answers. When you drink alcohol, what do you drink? For me, it's always either a dry red wine or tequila. I love margaritas, but not when they are sweet. I ordered one last night and I told the bartender, all heat, no sweet. So I wanted it spicy and not sweet. I don't drink very often. And when I do drink, I don't drink very much. What do you snack on? I feel best when I don't snack. And I think it's because I'm making fewer food decisions. I don't want to give any of my energy to the questions that used to dominate my days, like, should I snack? Am I hungry? What should I have? How much? Now? Now? Later? How about now? It's just exhausting. Instead, what I do is I structure my meals so that they fill me up. The key to this for my body at this time is lots of non-starchy veggies. My favorites are Brussels sprouts and cabbage, but cauliflower is also something that I enjoy. I don't tend to be hungry in the morning, but if I am, I'll make breakfast. So my brunch tends to be a meal with lots of non-starchy veggies, some fat and some protein, and my dinner is the same. And this helps me avoid snacking because I'm just very simply not hungry. And having lots of snack options around just makes it more complicated for me. If I do snack, I will grab a packet of Artisana coconut butter or a handful of nuts, but that's just what works best for me. If you have questions, do not hesitate to reach out, comment, ask me. I'm happy to weigh in on what works for me right now, knowing that what works for me might not work for you, and what works for me now might not have worked for me in the past or might not work for me in the future. Have a great day.